Cause I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith.
Max FM.
Pretending, and that's all I can do.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Fear is gone.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander, Irish sailor.
99.7 Max FM.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 75 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze at around 5-ish. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh, 'Cause if
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Democratic National Convention underway in Chicago. Day one found streets around the United Center filled with protesters trying to force policy changes, matched nearly one-to-one by police.
Wearing their regular blue shirts instead of riot gear, Chicago police on bikes have kept the protests peaceful. Mayor Brandon Johnson says the blueprint has been in the works for years.
The city of Chicago is really good at things like this. It's the reason why we have hosted more national political conventions than anywhere else in America.
Another protest is planned for tonight by a group with an ominous slogan. Make it great, like 68. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Chicago.
Unsaid how they died or when, but Israel's military says it recovered the bodies of six people taken captive during the Hamas sneak attack last October. More than 17,000 AT&T technicians, field workers, and customer service personnel in nine southeast states are on strike. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. As the second day of the Democratic National Convention rolls along in Chicago, the party's presidential ticket will head north on I-94 for an appearance today. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will travel to Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee for a rally there today. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be back in Wisconsin at the county courthouse in Kenosha today. Vance will hold a press conference focusing on crime and safety. He'll be joined by Republican U.S. Senate nominee Eric Hovde and Wisconsin 1st District Congressman Brian Stile. And Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says his 2025-27 budget proposal would allow the UW system to shed its ranking of 43rd among 50 states in public funding and reach the national median. Rothman says it'll take an additional $457 million annually to achieve that. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 75 for a high this afternoon with a light northeasterly breeze at around 5-ish. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 78.
If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Maximum music.